For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Kelly Schultz. Joining me from the BSU women's hockey team is junior goaltender out of Anchorage, Alaska, Hannah Hoganson. And Hannah, first road trip out of the way, a long road trip. How exhausting was it?
It was definitely a long day, both days, the day there and the day back. I think the first on the way down there was an 18-hour travel day, and then the way back was 15 hours, so a little bit better, but it helped. All our team has really become readers recently, so we were all had our books out at the airport. I think Chloe Lund and I both finished an entire novel in a day on the way there, so kept ourselves busy for the most part, but definitely good to be sleeping in our own beds now.
Absolutely. You had 24 saves on Friday, a tough loss. I know Coach talked about it in the press conference today about that salty coaches meeting afterward. What was it like? You don't see him like that very often, do you?
Not very often, no. But honestly, I think it was more just being kind of frustrated with ourselves at the time, because we knew that that was not at all our effort that we wanted to bring to the table. And going into a game and knowing that, you know, the other team wanted it more is not something that you want to leave the rink knowing. So I think that was definitely something that we brought into Saturday and wanted to focus on, that we were not going to get outworked that game.
I loved the response of your team on Saturday. First, you had 32 saves. Your team goes into overtime fighting off a penalty. Your special teams were phenomenal. What was it about the chemistry on Saturday, that the locker room, maybe even before you guys even hit the ice?
I think it was just kind of having that chip on our shoulder going into the game. We all knew that we wanted to leave it all out there, so I think we definitely built some momentum off of some big kills there. The 5-on-3, the penalty that went into the overtime, you know, and then Reese's breakaway there at the end. I think we were all like right on the edge of our seats, but I think it was definitely just all being on the same page that we were going to rally around each other for that Saturday game, and we refused to get swept that weekend.
I know your defense learned a lot from that first game, came out the second night. What a big difference. The play that sticks out in front of my mind is Mag Deering helping you make that one save. That was incredible. I know Coach Sarah played it over and over and over after the game, but talk about your defense in front of you on Saturday.
Yeah, for sure. We definitely bounced back in a big way, I think. And I think forwards and D, we had some huge blocks Friday and Saturday, but Saturday especially, Mac playing a little goalie back there for me. I was giving her a big tap on the head afterwards, but it makes a huge difference, I think, on the scoreboard clearly, but then also just in like the team chemistry, you know, just you're going to do everything you can to help your team win because they're out there doing the exact same thing, whether it's eating shots or gapping up, hustling back, you know, all that. It makes you just want to play for each other that much harder.
You got the Gophers this weekend. You're heading into WCHA play. It's always an exciting time of year. You get those non-conference games out of the way. Just how jazzed up are you to get out there and play the Gophers?
Oh, super exciting. You know, we had some good matchups with them last year. I think it's always a blast getting to play in the Ritter. That environment's always awesome. And then also just starting league play. You know, this is where the long haul of the season starts, and I think we're all pretty excited to get out there. You know, every game's going to be a big game, but this is the first of many for our team, so very excited.
What's it going to take to get a win at Ritter?
I think it's going to take every single one of us completely buying into our goals that we've set about, that we came up with preseason, and then just also believing that we can do it. You know, I want to be able to look around our locker room and know that I'm going to do absolutely everything I can for our team, and that each one of the girls that I'm looking at is going to do the same for me. So I think it's just going to take that belief and that pride in the way we play.
Fun questions for you. Dog? Cat?
Oh, we have 3 dogs and 2 cats at our house, so both, I guess.
Is that at home or in Bemidji?
At home. We're not allowed to have pets in Bemidji. It'd probably be a similar situation if we were, though.
You've got 7 juniors in your class. How close is this group?
I'd say, considering how many of us there are, it's very surprising how close we are. I think a big part of that's probably that we went through the whole COVID year together. But yeah, we absolutely love each other. It seems like even though we have 2 houses, we're always showing up at the exact same time to events. We're always hang out as pack, basically, the 7 of us. So yeah, we're a pretty close group.
I didn't know Beavers traveled in packs, but yeah, I could see that. Who's your roommates?
My roommates are Callie Forsberg, Taylor Nelson, and Gabby Smith.
Oh, you got that dynamic line that has been so good this year. What's it like living with those 3?
Oh, you know, I get to hear all the line talk, you know, immediately after the games, talking about the plays that they did well or this, that, and the other. And then just kind of giving them my feedback on the other end of things. But it's definitely fun dynamic having a whole line together of forwards and then a goalie and a house is quite interesting, but fun stuff for sure.
First and foremost, you're a student. What's your major and what are your plans?
Exercise science, and initially it was going to be PT, but I think I'm going to switch to PA the more I've been looking. So this fall I should be meeting to see if I when to start applying for schools there. So pretty excited.
Lots of school ahead of you.
Oh, yes.
And lots of hockey. Hannah, good luck this weekend. I'll see you in Minneapolis.
Thank you, Kelly.